hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie Marie.
Hello, Christine Marie. How you doing today, girlfriend?
I'm doing okay. I have a question for you.
All right, go for it.
What is it called when, you know, you're having, like, rough sex?
Okay.
And you call out a word.
Like a safe word?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, safe word.
Safe word.
Yeah.
Then what is it called then if you're kidnapped? And you're trying to let the people know, or no, not say you're kidnapped, but you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But other people are listening and you can't really let them know, but there's a word for that.
I would call it a safe word as well.
Is that another safe word?
That's what we're calling it, yes.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that, that our family has a safe word.
Yes.
So no matter where we are, if we somehow mention this safe word, then we know that you're in trouble.
Right.
But it has taken, you know, in our target, our circle, mm-hmm. and then our next ring around our circle, I just noticed that we have other people mm-hmm. in a different circle mm-hmm. having our same safe word.
Yes. I find that cute and charming.
I think it's kind of, so now all of us, all together, have the same safe word.
Right.
Which is kind of good to know, you know?
I agree.
I would like to have maybe 3 or 4 more rings around our circle of people that have our same safe word.
So that we all know.
We all know if anybody's in trouble.
Right. And we say the safe word.
And they say the safe word in the conversation.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we kind of know that.
Well, here it is. Hello, governor. No, that's not it. Hello, governor. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going down.
Shit's going down now.
She's speaking a British funky accent. What's going on? Things are going down.
The aliens are landing
exactly.
Right here.
It's like, okay. Okay. Got it. Hello, governor. Back to you. Is that our safe word? No, it's not.
I don't know. It's not, that's not our safe word.
No, it's not.
And we shouldn't tell anybody.
No, we shouldn't.
Because when they kidnap us.
Then everybody knows, like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. So-and-so said this.
Yeah.
That's our safe word.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, that's not our safe word.
Yeah.
And our safe word was very thought out.
100% thought out.
Yes.
It was it was a good safe word.
Exactly.
And now everybody that is in our circles knows it and uses it.
Exactly.
And are conferring with each other.
What's your safe word?
Make sure this is the same safe
word. We know if something went down.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying. Like, so when, if the aliens land on somebody's backyard or something.
Well.
And, you know.
Yeah.
And they capture somebody and whatever.
I'm not sure if the aliens coming down, if the safe word is appropriate. Yeah. I would think if someone comes, the aliens come down.
Hello, go there.
Just come on, tell me. The aliens have landed. Like, holy shit. We got to move. Well, see, here's the thing I want to say. We were born for times like these. We were born for times like these. Crazy ass times.
You bet.
When 3 years ago, hold on, I'm having a glass of water. Mm. 3 years ago, if I would have asked people, or 4 years ago, if I would have asked people, so do you believe in UFOs? Tell me, do you have any UFO stories?
Oh, I don't believe in those things.
Yeah, when they still called them UFOs.
Right.
Most people would say, no, I've never seen anything.
Right.
I don't have a story.
Right.
And then during COVID, federal government kind of said, hey, by the way, we've got evidence that there's some crazy shit going down and we don't know what it's about.
And we have it on film.
Film. And we're like, hey, we could have told you that. We've been seeing it. And so this week on Joe Rogan, he had on a guest, can't think of his name right now, but he did a documentary called Moment of Contact. Mm-hmm. And it was about this story about this town in Brazil. It's about 150,000 people live in this town.
150,000.
Which is not a small town.
And the name of it sounds like vagina.
Yes.
But I don't really know what it's called. But
vagina.
It's vagina.
Like, there's a V in it. There's an A in it. There's a G in it. There's an A. There's an H in it and an N and an A. Yeah. Mixed up together.
Yeah, but there's, oh, it's a vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina.
There's something like that.
Yeah, it really is. We're not lying.
No. And this happened in 1996, so not that long ago.
No.
People who witnessed it were there.
150,000 people witnessed it.
And the weird part is they were interviewing people recently.
Yeah.
And boy.
In this documentary.
You're like, oh yeah, time does pass. These are older people.
Yeah, because they had them on as witnesses right after the incident.
Yes.
And they do have them on film now.
Yes.
And they have aged.
Yeah. And so then you realize, like, I have, when I go back and look at my old pictures, I'm like going, oh yeah, I've aged. I don't recognize a girl that's in my phone now.
Also, you understand why on your reels it's 99% anti-aging stuff.
For sure. And because they know me so well now. They know that I'm there. But I love this idea. First off, I'm kind of in the know with the UFO lore,
for sure.
And myth. I know. I've seen multiple things in the sky.
Me too.
And it's so weird, but I have a real vivid memory of being in kindergarten, telling Mark Redeker, my teacher's son,
right,
who was also in kindergarten and right, somebody who I adored,
Marky Redeker,
yes, and saying, did you see the aliens that came, the UFOs that flew over Chicago over the weekend? And I go, and he's like, no. He goes, yeah. And my parents saw all of them right there. Now, I don't know if that was true at all. But I remember telling him that it was true.
Yeah.
But I don't, so it's like kind of blurred there.
Was it like the Hanover Park once?
Could have been.
It was very, it was some park.
Yes.
Something park.
Could be. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, so we've been witnessed to these things.
Yes. But tell a little more about the Brazil thing.
Okay, so.
And the moment of contact.
The documentary is called Moment of Contact. If you stream, you can stream it for free.
Yeah.
I think it's called Plex, P-L-E-X.
Yeah.
That's the station.
Yeah.
They have commercials.
Yeah.
Which I will tell you about these commercials in a little bit. Because
Everything is a.
No.
Everything is a drug commercial.
Yes. But
sorry.
That's okay. No, but anyway, there were the stories about this. A lot of people have seen this. This UFO. Okay, we had a little technical difficulty there, and we're hoping this turns out okay. I don't know until it's done. We'll see.
Yes,
we'll see. So if you had a little jump ahead a little bit, don't worry about it. It's all going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust me, because we've had a UFO come by. We've lost time. This is a psychedelic experience with you.
Mm.
Just let it be.
All our equipment failed.
Yes, because of the UFOs.
Yeah, our clock stopped.
Exactly. So here it is. So, you know, moment of contact, 1996 in Brazil, vagina Brazil. I'm sure they're like, it's not vagina Brazil. I know, but it
really
looked like
it. Very close.
Very close. Very, yeah. Very close. And so.
And if you screen it on Plex,
yes,
you will say, oh, the girlfriends were telling the truth.
They're telling the truth, yes.
It really is almost vagina.
So the thing about this experience is that that there were two creatures that came out of this spaceship, this, you know, typical bell looking spaceship. Mm-hmm. And you're going, and people witnessed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they witnessed them in many different locations. You had this one guy who saw the crash. He picked up material from the crash, and it was like that aluminum that would crumple and then open up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, that's just totally like Roswell, right? And he saw two creatures, and then one of the soldiers, then all of a sudden, for what we know is that NORAD from the United States called Brazil saying, you guys got something that crashed in your
airspace. We want to see it.
We're coming now to help you,
yeah,
but, you know, better bring out the forces.
Yeah.
And so the Brazilian army started searching for these things.
Yes.
And one of the army men who picked up one died horribly, like within a short amount of time. He just got real sick.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But
because supposedly they had some kind of oil.
Yeah, their skin is very oily, and they got big red eyes. And the other thing is, like, one of the creatures ran like in between, like an alley into the town, and it was hiding. and was very scared.
Right.
And
wounded.
And wounded. And he could connect with people.
Yeah, and telepathically. And he said, I'm scared.
I'm scared. Can
and,
you help
and
me?
He, can you help me?
You know. And then the soldiers came and took that one away.
Yeah.
And then later on, another UFO came by and was searching for the creatures.
Right.
They're like, hey, we never leave a man behind. That was what the feeling was.
Right.
But it was a very, very wild, wild experience.
Right.
Now, I'm okay with all this.
And so is the town.
Yeah. Oh, they're embracing it.
Well, they've got a big statue to the...
Exactly. Yeah. They got a big statue. They've got buildings in the shape of UFOs. They're totally embracing it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, too. Remember, like, the lights over Phoenix?
Sure.
Okay. The mayor at that time said it was... They made a big joke out of it. It was...
He came out in
flares from the army, whatever it was. But when he was interviewed a year later and he was no longer the mayor of the town, he said, oh, no, I totally saw the spaceship. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I go... And I just thought, you guys think we're stupid.
Right.
You think that we're not going to go... Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah.
There's UFOs,
and also,
we're not going to go to work anymore.
If you lie to us about this, what else are we going to think that you're lying to us about?
COVID.
So we don't trust you.
Hmm. I understand that you're thinking that this society is going to break down. It doesn't break down because you know why?
It's already broke down.
No, 90% of us. Listen, there's that 10% a-hole, and I want to discuss those because I've come in contact with them this week.
And I think it's the 80-20 rule more likely.
Yeah, I'm trying to tighten my.
You want it to be, oh, you're so sweet.
I want to be 90-10.
It's 90-10.
I'm typically an optimist.
Yes, you are.
It's 10% a-holes, 9% hardworking Americans taking
good
care
people.
Of their family, pulling them up by the bootstraps.
Good
people. Whether you're blue or red, you're still all good, patriotic. Here's my flag, yada, yada, yada. Now, and then there's 10 of them, 10% who just want to.
I like what you said, whether you're blue or red, you're working in your black and blue.
Exactly.
You're working till you're black and blue.
You're working till you're black and blue, my friends.
You're
blue
or red.
You know why? Because
black and blue.
You still got to buy groceries. You still got kids to feed, grandkids to play with. You know, you got a life. You got a life. You still want to go to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And in the back of your mind, like, I'll just put that away because you're not under attack.
My girlfriend this week said that to me. She said, I said, how was your week? And I listed some of her grievances. And she said, no, I was just living my life last week.
Just living my life last week.
Just living my life.
I mean, the grievances are right there. You used to tell me when I was struggling, you said, Julie, put all your grievances in a little bag. We did it. It was a little bit longer than this. We had a meditation, a visualization. Put all your grievances, Julie, in a bag.
I did try to help you, girlfriend.
You did. And then I would
and
in turn.
And then I told you to tie that bag up.
Yep. Put it on the side.
Yeah.
You could always pick it up.
Exactly.
Always pick it up again.
Yeah.
You may not choose to. You
might
not need
put
to.
It in a backpack. Because you see all these little kids now just walking around in big old backpacks.
Yeah, they're literally walking with like their momentum pushing forward.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, they'll just fall backwards.
And those kids grow up and they're adults and they still wear backpacks.
That's exactly right. But you know what? Because when you're a kid, you think you're so mature if you got a backpack.
Yeah.
Look, I got a backpack filled with all my stuff in it. This is all the stuff I need.
I'm so mature.
This is awesome. So that was very interesting. So we really kind of dove deep. We listened to the podcast with Joe Rogan interviewing the director. Then I searched out the documentary and I saw that.
Yes.
And then we saw his other one.
What was that one called?
Phenomena.
That was better, I thought.
You just think it was better?
Only because it was in English, whereas the other one had to be
translated a lot
for me.
Because, it was funny because peculiar. Mom made a very interesting connection, which was in the incident that happened in Vagina, Brazil.
Right.
Three girls, young girls.
Right.
Saw one of the creatures, and that's the one that was telepathic with each other. And please help me, I'm scared.
Mm.
And then you're like, this sounds vaguely familiar, like the three girls
from
in Fatima
yeah.
who saw Mother Mary.
Right.
And And I'm like, oh, that's very interesting.
Like she came down.
And I go, I understand why, because that happened in Portugal.
Right.
And Brazil speaks Portuguese.
And that's right.
And I'm like, well, maybe there's the language of the aliens is Portuguese.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are very familiar.
Yeah. It's like very similar.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
That's the question. That's the question. Morning.
Or their AI goes, we got to teach you guys a language before you go out there.
Portuguese.
You know why? Because they got a Portugal in Europe. They speak Portuguese there. And then in Brazil, you could land either one of those places. Yeah. They speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
Let's go with Portuguese.
Yeah.
Fine. And like, oh, okay, good, good. So that was could be the language. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Is what it is.
Is what it is. So his other documentary was all about like all these different things that had happened.
Yes.
1955, 1944, 1966. But you know he didn't mention?
I know.
He didn't mention the one that was featured on Netflix's
Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries, with, the first season.
With the, who, you know, the Star Trek captain.
Oh, is he the narrator in that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Kirk, which is William Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner.
I don't know if he is or not. I don't think he's.
Really?
He's not Unsolved Mysteries. He's Unbelievable or something like that. Unbeliever. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
But anyway, on the first season of this show on Netflix, when they brought it back, there was a wild episode about this town in New England.
Yeah.
And how, I mean,
A series
of incidences came
UFOs. Everybody saw them.
And like people would end up 2 hours later in their car. They started off with, but in different positions, wearing different clothes.
Well, yeah. The one said that we were heading in town. We parked. We were going to go into the store or something.
Yeah.
There were four of us.
Right.
My mom was driving.
Yeah.
And when we kind of came to and woke up, she was in the back seat. Her dress was on backwards or inside out. We were all in different positions, and we didn't know what had happened to us.
Yeah.
But we had this vague feeling that, you know, we were probed.
Yes, except probed. Well, and the kids felt like there were multiple families supposedly taken, and they saw each other in the UFO.
That's exactly right.
And you're just like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And if this is not true, this is a wild, wild psychedelic experience.
Yeah.
Joint. Because you remember that TV show on, I think it was on HBO or Hulu, Nicole Kidman, where she uses psychedelic drugs to help people get over trauma.
Sure.
But what she's looking for is to have a group psychedelic experience, and there's always the one that can bring it on for the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I guess it's a possibility that this is not really happening, mm-hmm. but it's a mass psychedelic experience.
Mm-hmm.
That seems, I believe in Occam's razor, and I think that's less likely that that happened as compared to interdimensional
travel. By the way,
travel.
Occam's razor is if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck,
it's a duck.
It probably is.
Yeah,
a duck.
Probably the duck. Yeah, that's not exactly what it says, but that's a very good metaphor for it. You know,
I mean, thank you.
It describes it beautifully.
Thank you.
Beautifully.
Hello, Governor.
And then they also talked about on the podcast, this experience that happened in China, in the Black Forest in China. This mm-hmm. guy meets a creature, a UFO crashes, meets a creature. She's very beautiful and tall, and everything is covered.
She has a space uniform on.
Yeah, everything is covered except her eyes and her genitalia, which I think is crazy. I'm going to cover everything. But
the fact that she has
genitalia. And I thought, well, how do we not know her eyes are her genitalia?
Yeah.
We don't know. But can you imagine if that was the look? Like, in 15 years from now, fashion-wise, mm-hmm. everything's covered from head to toe except her genitalia and our eyes. You're like, well, that's a look.
I sure like what I see.
I'm like, what? You know, I mean, so, you know, and
there's no shame anymore.
No, there's no shame. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
But he did say that he was so enthralled by this alien.
Or did he say engorged? I was so engorged.
that she made, she took him and made him have sex with her.
Yeah, made him.
And he had no control over it.
No, and the truth of the matter is, because there's a lot less females willing to have sex over there, because there's a lot less females over there, I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there, please, I'm alien, come on down.
But he said it was the best sex he'd ever had. However, it did leave his penis with a bad burn.
Oh, bad burn, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a kind of a radiation burn.
Yes.
Hopefully.
That's, yes.
Not like something that needs a little bit of
where
antibiotics.
Where did we hear, though, that it left a bad smell? Was that the other one? Was that, am I just making this up?
No, that was the other one.
Was that in Brazil?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
These aliens,
they had
they're
this,
oozing, and
they
left
had
a
this
bad
odor.
Yeah, like a sulfur.
They said it was sulfur skunk times
ammonia.
100.
Yeah, just huge. Like it,
yeah.
The, like
and
in
when
the
they took the alien to the hospital,
yeah.
You know, they wanted to, and they couldn't even, they had to actually clear the hospital out.
Yes.
At that wing, because mm-hmm. Nobody could withstand the odor. Which was like a bad skunk, yeah. Sulfur, ammonia.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I can't. I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know.
See, something like that is the best birth control ever.
Well, no. Yes, that's true. But from what I'm understanding, there, because I saw this commercial, and it's for a birth control pill. It's a day after birth control called Julie. Literally.
Yeah, I know.
Called Julie.
Yeah. Called Julie.
Called Julie. The pill is called Julie. And it had, during this documentary, because I had never seen this pill before.
Right, we thought it was scary.
You can go to the Walgreens or wherever, and you got two women, younger women, going because their birth control failed.
Yeah.
And they pick up the pill called Julie
that
will stop pregnancy in its tracks. And I'm like, son of a bitch, that's so true. That's how I feel about my life. Just me alone has stopped pregnancy.
But also, Julie, you got to call Julie if you want to dig someplace.
Yeah, you got to call Julie. Got to want to dig.
Yeah, got to call Julie if you want to.
And the truth is, no digging's going on. So, you know, I feel like my name has been
absconded.
I was going to say absconded.
Yes.
Appropriated.
Misappropriated. Yeah. Yes.
But
can we get some money for that?
I doubt it. But I just think it's interesting because I would never have thought just calling a birth control or a morning after pill, Julie.
Yeah.
Julie. Just call Julie.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I
felt
bad.
Do you own Julie.com, by the way?
No, I own JulieHere.com.
Oh, too bad. But that's not too bad.
No, Julie here.
You should consider selling that.
I know, but in some ways I like to keep it.
Yeah.
JulieHere.com.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with it yet.
I mean, that's kind of like
I'm a little busy.
Yeah. But it's kind of been like if you're got questions, call Julie here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Basically, as far as I'm concerned, you have an answer for everything. You have wise counsel.
That's better. You have an answer for everything. Well, that's true. I do. I'm a smart ass answer. But anyway, that's just where it's at. But I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know? But so I just want to go back to the UFO thing.
I want you to.
We're made for times like these.
Yeah.
Are you afraid about this phenomena coming down? Like, we are really so close, what you would be calling
CE5 or no?
No, I was going to say. Disclosure.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're already getting disclosure.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
You know, I mean, what
we just don't have it like, you know, on the White House lawn.
Right. Like, hey, guys, this guy's name is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, and he speaks Portuguese telepathically.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're not, they're just here to
yeah.
Really, they're on vacation.
I'm not afraid, but I wouldn't want just one to land right in front of my house.
Right.
And our house be the first one they come to.
Right.
I kind of would be scared about that.
Yeah.
But I'm not scared to see them in the sky.
No.
I wouldn't want one to crash near me.
Right.
I mean, crash. Because I just wouldn't know what to do.
Right. That's exactly right. Because there have been times when I've said, like when I was looking at, which is interesting because the asteroid shower is happening this weekend, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I remember I was with Quinn and her boyfriend at the time and Doug, and we were out in the country in DeKalb County, just farmland. And I said, wouldn't it be lovely to see like a UFO? And sure enough, we saw something above us circling, a light. And we're like, well, that's not a plane. Don't know what the hell that is. And I said, hey, guys, I'm so glad you're here, but I don't need you to land. I don't need you to land.
And they say that you can make that kind of contact with
it. And so they didn't land, thank God. But Doug saw it.
Yeah.
Joey saw it. Quinn saw it. And I saw it. And we're like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And we still went up to go to work the next day. You still get, you know, you still got to do shit.
You still got to feed your kids.
Yeah, like, hey, everybody, oh my God, what are we going to do? What do you mean? Yeah. Well, like, they're here. We saw them.
Julie, I had a great, just a great idea right now.
Okay, please tell me.
Well, what about a breakfast cereal with little alien marshmallows in it?
Yeah.
That's it. That's my, like, what would, I mean, start training up the kids.
Oh, early on. Like, early on. There's going to be some stuff, disclosure.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there's an alien cereal. I feel like we've had stuff like that sometime, you know, malted milk or, you know, little alien. I could be wrong. It's in my mind. I see it.
I don't believe so.
No, I think you're right. They wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. You know? I think that would be great, though.
You know, can I have a quick thought. Yeah. I heard a really weird conspiracy on Reels today.
Okay.
And here it is. Ready? So this woman was talking about how none of her chickens were laying eggs. And she was talking about all her neighbors. None of their chickens were laying eggs. Mm. And to find out that one company made all the
chickens
feed, chicken feed.
Oh.
The chicken. Made all the chicken feed. And even if you bought different brands, they all came from one place, Purina. And they also own all the chicken farms that produces eggs. Remember we had that huge egg runoff?
Yeah, yeah.
That eggs went through the roof?
Yeah.
And she was saying, and then once she stopped feeding her hens with this Purina dog, not dog chow, Purina food, they immediately started laying eggs again. And I'm like, this is wild. And I wonder if that's true or not. I wonder if it was intentional, if this is totally AI bullshit. Because here's the thing. If you then ask AI, why aren't my chickens laying eggs? Mm-hmm. AI is going to go through the web fishing for all the answers in a heartbeat. And it's going to come up with like four or five people saying, oh, Purina makes Purina makes all your seed for your hens. And they don't want the hens to produce eggs right now because they need to have they've gone short.
They shorted eggs.
But yeah, I go long. So we're like, what?
You better have some big underpants on if you're shorting
eggs. Well, it's funny because supposedly, like tush plugs, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. They look like eggs, I kind of
really
do. And you know, if I'm not mistaken, Gwyneth Paltrow had a vagina egg and to sell. I don't know what it was for, but I think it was to do exercises or whatever it was. But it's interesting how it's all full circle. You know, vagina Brazil, a vagina egg. Chicken mass conspiracy and so forth.
Chicken eggs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Egg. Exactly.
Exactly.
You're so great, Jen.
Oh, it's so wild. What a wild life we're leaving.
You're so leading. Good.
But so I'm glad that you're saying I'm not afraid if they come.
No.
You've been prepared for a long time.
Right.
You'd like to know all the truth. And what you don't want is, because I'd like it to be used for good. Not to set off a competition between China and Russia and all that stuff,
right.
Which is so weird. I don't understand why we still have like the panda thing. I say the panda thing because of this. Now I've got some dogs trying to get into the room.
Yes.
They know. I've put the sign out, podcast in play.
There's the recording. Green light on in front of the room.
And I don't know why her little claws are trying to scratch the door. Yeah. Let me in. I'm like, no.
I'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah, not lie.
Liar.
Liar, lie, pants on fire, little girl. Okay. So anyway, What was I talking about now? What was I talking about? Conspiracy about the chickens and the aliens. And yeah, you said, I don't remember. It was really a really poignant point I was going to make.
I said I wasn't afraid anymore.
Yeah. Well, oh, okay, here it is. The pandas.
Yes.
Okay, so Mom and I were watching some news thing. And I don't know if it was on the internet or on TV or what it was.
It's on TV.
But what we saw was, because we're FedEx owners, you know, we saw a FedEx truck.
Anytime we see a FedEx truck, we're like,
what? What's going on here? Yeah, really. And so this FedEx truck was hired to pick up from the San Diego Zoo our panda bear.
Because, the one and only.
Because China is saying that we're not taking really good care of our panda bear, and we want it back, because no country other than China can own a panda bear. And we're like, okay, whatever. But they're saying we're abusing it, because its fur doesn't look that great. He doesn't look very happy. But but China gave us a bad panda. He's got a little neurological disorder or something like that. So they were saying. Now they were interviewing these Chinese people on the street. And they're like, hey, what do you think about the panda?
Were they in America or in China?
They were in China.
Okay.
And they go, hey, what do you think about the panda situation and Russia and, you know, China and America? And they're like, oh, I've seen the pandas in Russia. They look much happier than the pandas in China, in America. I think Americans are really abusing our pandas over there. And I'm like, and I started feeling really, really bad. Like, what the hell am I hearing? Why is this news? And should I be concerned that everybody in China hates us? And then I go, oh, no, no. What if it was this? The rest of the story. You know, as this person is saying, oh, what, yeah, you, Russian good.
Yeah.
They really take care of our pandas.
Yeah.
America bad. They didn't take care of our panda very well. We had to get it back.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, the guy's giving the reporter a card like, take me with you. I want to go. I want to go. Because, like, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But I do know it doesn't have free press over there. Yeah. You kind of got to tote the China, line.
Yeah. The American panda doesn't look too good. Take me back.
Take me back with you. Please. Please. I'll be good. I'm, you know, please, I'll do whatever you want. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I do know, like, I'm not comparing China with North Korea. However, I do know in North Korea, if you don't say the part, you know, like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, bow he's down, great. Yeah. You bow down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he's great. Awesome.
You don't eat.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, what if that's the rest of the story? But if an AI gets a hold of it and they said, does China hate America? Or did the Chinese people hate American people? And then all of a sudden you get all these informations like, oh, they treat our panda bad. You know,
we were listening to some reels.
Yes.
And they were sort of commercial based.
Mm-hmm.
But it was obvious that they were AI, even though they sounded pretty good.
Yes.
It was, they had a few tells.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the tells would be like where you know, if someone was really saying the words,
right,
you know, they would be have a dramatic pause or some speech, but you know, the AI wasn't doing anything. It was just talking like this with no sense of pausing or anything, and oh, we're listening to AI.
So I just want to tell everybody right at this moment.
Yes.
So if you want to go back in the podcast a little bit, I literally thought I heard a third voice come through. And I was, could you see I was surprised for a split second?
Yeah.
I was hearing something different coming through the thing.
Yeah, I heard you do that.
I was like, what's going on?
You did that.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, 30 minutes in, people, go rewind, listen back, and see if you hear anything weird.
Really?
Yeah. I'm curious if it came through.
But
I literally heard something else happen.
Okay, cool.
Just letting you know.
Could be an alien.
I thought it was in Portuguese.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the Portuguese language, but it sounded Portuguese.
You look different.
I do. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know, but remember that time when we were doing our class on spirituality or forgiveness or whatever it was.
Spirituality and forgiveness.
It was abundance, whatever the class was.
Yeah.
You were doing it from the bedroom, and
yeah.
I was doing it from the living room,
yes.
And we couldn't be in the same room because it would mess things up.
Right,
because
we were doing it by phone.
And our dogs were
our border collies. Years ago.
Years ago. Our dogs were still, our border collies were alive.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing you, I thought, sing a very angelic song.
Right before the show started.
And I thought, oh, this is so sweet. My mom is singing. She's usually praise to God, you know? Usually you're just like, Julie, what's going to happen? I'm like, I got you covered. I got it. Don't worry. I'll take care of it all, you know? And then I come back and I said, oh, it's so nice for you to start singing beforehand. She's like, oh, that wasn't me. I go, oh, that wasn't you singing?
No, it wasn't.
The house filled with lovely angelic noises.
I know.
No, that wasn't me. That was our dog, Charlie. Charlie Ray had that coming out of his mouth, and he was quite surprised.
Yeah. He had his mouth open, and it was like, and I looked at him, and he was like, what the hell's that going on?
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. Tyson DeGrasse, whatever his name is, I never get his right name right.
Yeah.
I apologize, dude. I love you. I see all your stuff, but I just never get your name right.
Yeah.
He would say, there's no aliens, there's no supernatural, because why don't we have, everybody's got a phone, everybody's got recording devices, why aren't we recording more of this? Okay, I'll tell you why. I have recorded stuff at night that I go, this is interesting. You know what it looks like on my phone? Dark. Nothing. Looks poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or, oh my God, it just happened. And like, where's my phone?
Yeah.
It's like,
like, why would I be, why would I be, you know,
I'm not recording my life.
Charlie Ray right now.
Yeah. You know? I'm not recording my life 24/7 just in case I get that.
Right.
Maybe I should, but I don't want to. I want to just let life unfold for me.
I want to live life.
I want to live life.
Yeah.
I want to live life. Exactly. I was sharing with you today that there is a place in Elmhurst, Illinois. They call it
the umbrella ceiling.
And I'm like, I'd like to go there. It looks very, very fun and pretty. That'd be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, let's go there. Let's do something different. You know, so, but we'll see.
Also, you want to also go to a deprivation tanks.
Yes.
And just lay down in sand and water. And
yes, I do want to do that as well.
Yeah.
I do want to do this as well. So a couple things I got to get going on my bucket list.
You
got
to get going on your bucket list.
I know. This is crazy talk, but I got to do it.
Yeah.
Got to do it soon because my bucket's getting too full for me to. Well, then Abraham Hicks, who we follow or listen to once in a while, she's like, there's so much in your vortex that you need lifetimes to complete it all.
That's probably true.
I'm like, oh, great. Lifetimes. That's what I need. I need lifetimes.
What you need is a vacation.
I do. I do need a vacation.
And you're going someplace before October.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to Vegas. I didn't want to go. If you weren't in the car, I would have said no.
Right.
But I got a phone call because I'm part of the Hilton.
I'm paying for it. I'm going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. I got it from the Hilton. I got it. And it was so funny because here I go. I get a call from Hilton because I'm part of the rewards program or whatever. They're like, hey, 5 days, 4 nights. Or was it 4 days and 3 nights? That was 4 days, 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
4 days, 3 nights, $199 Vegas. And all you got to do at one of our resorts downtown. But all you got to do is listen for 3 hours to our talk about how great timeshares are. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And mom, you're like, just do it. You can say no. You don't have to get a timeshare, but go. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'll go. And then, so I purchased it for $199 right there. Yeah.
And now they're calling to schedule.
Yeah. And I don't have any idea when I'm going to go yet.
Yeah. But I'm thinking you have till October.
Yes.
And
I thought, well, that would be fun.
I think it's September, October.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And so I'll go then to.
And you want to see one magic act.
Yeah.
One Cirque du Soleil.
Love.
And
yes.
Then you should see one, like, entertainer.
And I
like
meet Jerry.
No,
I don't have any desire.
Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't have any desire to see any of the singers.
No.
But Jerry Seinfeld would be kind of fun.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't know because maybe I do. We'll see.
Yeah. But Jerry Seinfeld, you get some jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with that?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? You don't like my puffy shirt? What's wrong with that? I don't know.
I can't do that either.
Well, it was funny because I was listening to this one comedian who I've never seen before. And I love the fact that there's so many comedians out there now.
Yeah.
Trying to make a
living. Everybody's funny.
And I love this guy because I'm a... a setup punchline kind of girl.
Yeah.
Setup punchline. Setup punchline.
Yeah.
I don't even care if there's no theme to it. I just, that's how I like my rhythm for the most part.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, what was the joke? My wife's been paying my way to hell or something like that. Something like that.
Is that the joke?
Yeah. I laughed. I'm not saying it correctly. That's how it was. And then there's another my wife hates me kind of joke again. Mm-hmm. And they're both pretty funny. And I'm like, oh, I like this. It's kind of mm-hmm. funny. But it was mm-hmm. set up jokes. And then I said to myself, don't forget these jokes so you can share it with people. And, of course, it didn't work too well.
That you could share it with our audience.
I just did. They didn't come across too well.
My wife hates me to hell or whatever you said. I don't know what
my wife's been supporting me. Supporting me all the way to hell.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
I must be missing the line. The line's not. It was a good setup, and then the answer was good. Mm. But I don't have it correctly. I'm not saying that.
You know, we were showing you were showing your little niece's pictures of me when I was young.
Yes.
Like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, they said, Graham, no, but you're hot.
Yeah.
How come you chose Grandpa or no?
Right.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, kind of like, well, that's kind of an interesting comment.
We just can't figure that one out.
Yeah, how'd you get with no-no?
And so then I had to dig around to find no-no's picture when he was young.
And hot.
And hot.
Yeah.
And I found one.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, okay.
It's so cute, though.
Now we get it.
It's so funny because, like, they just see their grandpa as an old guy.
Yeah.
You know? And anybody above 50 is old to them.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet even 40.
Maybe 40. Yeah, like, oh, grandpa's old, you know? Whatever. But to me, he still, 9 out of 10 times, looks like my dad.
Yeah.
Young,
yeah.
Vital.
Yeah.
I can call him to help me.
That's so sweet, right?
Yeah.
How kids remember their parents.
Yeah, but then once in a while, I'll catch a glimpse, and I'm like, and he's wearing terrible glasses. And just like,
oh, yeah.
All right, Dad. All right, he'll have combed his hair severely.
I know.
And he'll wear the FBI glasses, you know, the ones that look like, you know.
Owl eyes.
I'm looking for, you know, the Russian mob or the, you know, what's it, Capone, Al Capone. I got to find Al Capone. Ah. And you're like, oh, okay, what's going on here? And then I'm like, Dad, I go look in the mirror. And he goes, I goes, what? I go, now, mesh your hair up.
Yeah.
And put on these other glasses. I go, what do you look like now? I go, oh, I look better now. I go, yeah, you do. Yeah. The other one, you look like a character of a G-Man. And you look like, let's just take it down a notch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Left to his own devices, he really would end up, like he always told me, he said, if I hadn't married you mm-hmm. and, you know, had my family, I think I just probably would have been a guy content to play the ponies, you know, smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
You know, not worry about what's coming next week. Yeah. Just live in a trailer on the beach, on the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a detective.
Yeah.
In a bad 70s comedy.
What's it called? Barney? No. What's it called?
I don't know.
Who's that guy?
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Well, I love him. The Rockford Files.
Yeah, yeah,
Barney
yeah.
Barney Rockford. No, that's not it. Which is
I think so.
Barney Rockford?
No, James.
James Rockford. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
And then, you know, just live on the ocean.
Just
and
live
then,
on the ocean. Exactly.
And then maybe get a little bit of detective work. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, detectives didn't have to just stay on their computer. They actually had to go and
usually it's $1,000 a day with expenses.
Ooh.
Because the guy might be gone 24 hours.
Yeah. But yeah. that would have been Normano.
Yeah.
Instead.
Well, I remember the story how you tell him you're pregnant and you're talking about your future together at a table.
And we're sitting at the dining room, like a little tiny kitchen table.
And the myth goes like this. You find out you're pregnant, all hell's breaking loose. And Dad's drawing, he asks you to marry. I'm like, well, let's just get married. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the right thing to do, right, back then. Let's get married.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And then you realize he's drawing a hangman.
He's just scribbling.
Yeah. I'm just subconsciously, I'm putting all my fears in this paper so that I can at least act calmly out in the real world. We should get married. Like, it's all good. You know? And then I remember you told the other
that
myth.
Is not a myth, as a
no.
true story.
True story. I remember the other true story is, you know, you're 20 years old, you have a baby, and you're like, well, how are we going to take care of ourselves? And you're like, in your mind,
I was pregnant.
You're pregnant.
Very pregnant.
And you're like, oh, how are we? How
and we're
are
driving.
Yeah. And you're like, how are you going to take care of us?
Yeah.
Your thought, sales.
Yes.
Like, oh, he's going to go into sales.
Well, I thought he would, because either that or he'd, you know, go on to school and become a...
Something.
Yeah, something.
Something.
Yeah.
And he's like, first thing he said was, I want to drive a truck. And you're like, pull the fucking car over.
I said, pull over quickly.
I am going to throw up.
I did. He pulled over to the side of the road and I put my head out the window.
Yeah.
And I just threw up.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I just went, oh my God.
I go, this was the wrong seed to pick. No. I put all my eggs in one basket. No.
This is sort of going to be the egg show.
It is. It's all full
exactly.
circle. Well, because it's interesting because a lot of these UFOs that appear, they look like long eggs, like elongated eggs.
Right, right.
You know, I don't know. We don't know how this works.
No.
I don't even know. I remember.
You know what I said, though? Just go back with to us.
Yeah.
It's not about you, Julie.
Ah.
But.
Yes, it is. Trust me. I was in the belly.
Just yesterday, you know, just talking about Norm being a truck driver, I said, you know, Norm, you know, did a real good job having a non-traditional life, basically.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm kind of proud of both my kids because they've both had non-traditional lives.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool, don't you think?
Well, it's good at some point to just embrace who you are and go, you know, I live this life. At least that I can do is be like, say,
Because everybody always says, like, we know that we talk to, they go, oh, I'm just escaped from corporate.
Yeah.
You know, like,
exactly.
And so we know that. Everybody goes like, oh, I got a corporate job, which just means basically you get paid vacation.
Yeah.
401k.
Yeah.
You get the money matching.
Yeah. IRA.
Stuff,
yeah.
And you get to retire.
Yeah.
And you know, if you can do that.
Yeah.
That's great.
More power to you.
Yeah. More power to you. But most people feel like I just escaped a whatever and want to go into baking bread or something.
Well, exactly.
Or delivering eggs.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I remember being a teacher and dad working at Menards. And then you said to me, or he said, he goes, like, I can't do this by myself.
He said that to you.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I didn't. But
and I'm like, I guess I'm quitting teaching.
Yeah. I think, you know what it was, is that he asked for, he'd been working like 3 or 4 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And he said, could you give me a day off?
Yeah.
And you said, sure, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can drive a truck. I'll go to Menards 2 hours away.
Yeah.
I'll do that. And you got home about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
But damn it, you delivered every single thing.
Every single thing. Crazy.
And then dad said,
can you keep helping me? Because I am I'm so fucked right now.
I am so fucked
And I'm like, okay, I guess this is what
and
has
that
to happen.
That was your last day of teaching.
Yeah. I mean, at that point,
that
I didn't
really
have
was your last day of teaching.
It was. I was just an interpreter, so I didn't have an actual contract there. So it wasn't as hard to give up.
Right.
If I had a contract, it would have been harder.
Yeah.
But so that was interesting. And then that was the end of it, right?
Yeah.
I never went back.
Non-traditional.
But I was talking to Gregory yesterday because he met up with this church guy who runs a church band. And he was kind of trying out and see what kind of skills Greg has.
Did he ever listen to that Jesus music?
I don't think he did.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I was talking to him and I said, we talked about his first, because he went to school and got his master's in education. And then he had a really interesting, not too great of a student teaching.
First week.
He's like, oh, this is not for me.
Yeah.
Because just weird stuff was happening. He's like, this is not for me. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you'd be a different teacher now in your, you know, being 50 than you would have been at you know, 30 or 29. Mm-hmm. I said, it's just a different, you know, you were such a cute young guy. Mm-hmm. It just probably always felt so weird.
Yeah.
But as an older guy with two kids, it just would feel differently. I said, but here's what I see for you, because all these schools pay top dollar for these traveling art people to come and, you know, and do like shows for the classes, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. They get paid top dollar. Mm-hmm. I said, you should get paid for not just per hour, mm-hmm. but per all the hours you've put in your musical talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy who was, playing guitar with them, he was like, oh, we don't have anybody in our band with your kind of skill, because, Gregory's just good. He's mm-hmm. just good for, for years. He's probably put in, I don't know, not 10,000 hours. I probably about 40 More. Or 50,000
yeah,
hours.
Exactly.
So he's just good. And so it's funny. I'm like, I wish that for you, Greg. I wish that you don't just get paid for your talent per hour now, but for mm-hmm. all the hours, because you don't pay an artist, $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. You pay them $300 an hour because they got to get paid for all the times they're practicing and
right.
all that stuff.
Right.
So that's what I wish for him. We'll see if that happens. And maybe he'll, but it was so funny, that little shithead. He was saying, yeah, we were playing together. And the guy goes, oh, give me a song. I'll play with you and, see what you kind of, what do you want to do? He goes, what do you want to play? And the guy, Greg goes, Wounded Wing. That's not it. It's a song by, Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing. He goes, I want to play Little Wing. And the guy goes, I've never heard that song before. Greg's like, you've never heard Little Wing? And I didn't want to tell Gregory, I've never heard about Little Wing either. Little Wing. I go, that's kind of weird. So I'm like, I got to find out what the hell this song is. Because maybe I know the song.
Right. And but did
don't,
you?
No, I had no idea. But it starts off with a very dramatic guitar solo.
Got it.
So I'm like, oh, I understand why guitarists
that song.
Flock to Little
yeah.
Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all about the guitar solo, man.
Right.
It's all
right.
about the guitar. And if you watch that documentary, Jesus Music, which I highly recommend.
I thought it was great.
It was effing great.
Yeah.
It was Woodstock meets
and
Jesus.
And it goes by fast.
And it goes by fast. And you just come out going, first off, there's always the a-holes that distort the business.
Mm-hmm. The 10% rule.
The 10% rule, who wants to distort it, wants to make it money, and wants to keep, mm-hmm. And then there's the rest of us who just want to embrace love, mm-hmm. embrace being Christ-like, and embrace Jesus music, mm-hmm. And we want to feel better leaving. That's all we want.
That's right.
And we know we're flawed. We know we're fucking flawed.
That's right.
Come on. So, girlfriend, what I want to say right now as we end the show, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
People, go to Kindle. You can look up Cinco de Mayo and read it, probably for free if you're part of that program.
Yeah.
It's not a
but
long
book.
But
it's soon to be a movie.
We've written the screenplay.
I wouldn't say soon.
No,
but maybe
in dimensional time.
In interdimensional time.
Yeah, it's soon. It's all soon, And
let's see if Jesus comes first.
Yesterday, may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
May 1st was May Day.
May Day. And sometime this weekend, there's going to be an asteroid shower.
Yes.
So a meteorite or whatever it's called.
Yes.
And so if you see something great in the sky, remember that you were made for times like these.
That's right.
And, speak Portuguese. Hola. I don't know if that's Portuguese. Alexa, what's hello in Portuguese? Let's see what she says.
Hello in Portuguese is hola.
Oh, it is hola.
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 Hey, Alexa, what is goodbye in Portuguese?
Goodbye in Portuguese is adios.
Oh, it's adios. Adios.
Adios.
Adios.
Adios.
Portuguese. So very similar to Spanish. So, embrace it.
Yes.
You're made for times like these. And girlfriend, how's the show today?
Oh, adios, Julie.
And it was great.
It was great.
It was great.